Hello and welcome to the Bring Back the Poetry podcast. My name is Jason Tomlinson. Thank you so much for joining me. Welcome to episode 3 now for National Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month. For the whole month of May, every Sunday, we're going to be talking about cystic fibrosis. We've been talking to cystic fibrosis patients so far. The first Sunday, we talked to Courtney Nichols, and the second Sunday, last Sunday, we talked to her sister, Rayshawn Moran. And the unique thing about both of their stories is that they are both sisters, and they both have cystic fibrosis. Today, we're going to be talking with Jessica Shrum, and she has a daughter that has cystic fibrosis. Jessica is the mother of Gabby and Gage Shrum. They're both 7 years old right here in Sumner County, and Gabby is a cystic fibrosis patient. It is interesting that her twin brother does not have cystic fibrosis, but she does. And so we're going to cut to that interview in just a second. But before we do, I want you to mark your calendars for September 26th. If I have not mentioned this before, I'm mentioning it now. September 26th is the Great Strides Sumner County at the Gallatin Civic Center. And so you can choose to contribute towards Courtney and Rayshawn's team. That is Ray's Ray of Hope. And you can check the links on there on those episodes. Today, we're going to be featuring Gabby's Gang. Gabby's Gang is the Great Strides team for Gabby Shrum and their family. And you can check that link right here on this episode as well. Next week, we're going to be featuring the story of Charlie Skaggs. I got to sit down and speak with Charlie's dad, Jerry. Today, we're hearing from a CF mom. Next week, we will hear from a CF dad. And so it's really powerful. Make sure that you tune back in this time next week on next Sunday. We're going to get right to the poem I've written here for Gabby Shrum. This poem is entitled Solid Gold, a tribute to Gabby Shrum. One mom, one dad, two babies, 3 days, and they realized not all was up to speed. Their son was doing well, but their daughter had an unmet need. So the boy went home, but the girl did not, to another hospital to see what was caught, to see what was wrong and what they could do to put understanding back into view. 1 week later, they were able to realize, and the journey at that time just to stabilize was 2 more weeks of working and learning. Brand new parents praying and yearning for this precious baby girl in whom they were delighting. All ready to do it all ready for the fighting of the most noble campaign they would ever know. At last, the time came for them all to go home with feeding tubes, instructions, and care, and a normal life that was neither here nor there. But this was their normal. This was their beginning. And refusing self-pity, I'd say they were winning. A year later, they didn't take it lying down. They went walking to stand with others in town. 7 years later, I sit with them impressed. An outsider's look, I would never have guessed what they had been through all these years. Overcome challenges, overcome misunderstandings, overcome fears. Such a great example, a fighting effort so bold, standing set apart undaunted. They are all for solid gold. Really impressed with this family. Taking a look at the leaderboards for the Great Strides Walk in September, Gabby's Gang is actually on top already. They had a golf tournament a few weeks ago. They're having a fishing tournament coming up in this month, the month of May. I'll make sure I put that on there too. Really impressed. Stick around, listen to this interview, and then we'll come back in just a second. How you doing, Jessica Shrum?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm doing really good. Thank you so much for coming today.
You're welcome.
We are now on our third episode for Cystic Fibrosis, National Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here with you. Your kids are right behind us. We have Gabby and Gage. They're both 7 years old. Is that right?
Yep.
And go ahead and take us back to 2007 when you were ready to deliver these twins. Everything seemed normal, right?
Right. We had them 39 weeks here at Gallatin at Sumner. Gabby was 2 pounds smaller than Gage. She was 5'7", and he was 7'4". And 3 days later, we were going to go home. They figured something was wrong with her because she wouldn't take a bottle,
and she hadn't
had a bowel movement.
Right, right.
So they sent her to Vanderbilt that morning, and we went home with Gage.
Yeah.
So that was on a Saturday morning. On Sunday, Billy calls, and he's at Vanderbilt, and he's like, "You need to get down here. She's going to go to surgery." So we didn't know. They thought she had a bowel obstruction or her intestines hadn't formed.
Yeah.
So we get down there, and all the tests she'd had that day made her go to the bathroom. So then we're like, that's good, no surgery.
Yeah.
But a week later, when they were 1 week old, we got the call that she was tested positive for CF.
Wow. So. Now, back in 2007, mm-hmm. was that not a test that they just did right away?
That changed in 2008.
Do you know that the law changed in 2008?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So initially, what were the treatments like for a newborn?
With her, it was just increased calorie intake and her enzymes, which now she takes 5 pills when she eats. But we would take 1 pill mm-hmm. and open it up and split it 5 ways.
Yeah.
And as she gained weight, we'd increase the medicine when she ate.
Was she on any kind of special formula?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nutrigen, expensive formula, yeah.
And what's the insurance like on that?
Nothing. It's out of pocket, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have to special order it.
Okay.
So it didn't cover that.
Wow. Wow.
Only if it was in a feeding tube.
Right.
And she didn't have that, so.
Yeah. So, did life slow down? I mean, obviously, you're new parents.
Yeah.
So life changed inherently because of that.
Well, we brought Gage home, and 3 weeks later, Gabby.
Yeah.
So for those 3 weeks when she was down there, we would have to learn with 2 newborns, but one being at home, one being there, taking him to the hospital with us, and like the doctors would come in. I have both of them in the crib together.
Yeah.
So we had to stay down there. Well, see, I stayed with her 1 week, the last week.
Yeah.
And Gage stayed with us, so.
Yeah.
And Billy had to work, so.
Yeah.
Had newborns at the hospital.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just, and she came home with a feeding tube.
Okay.
In her nose.
Okay, wow.
But as soon as we got home, she was drinking. I took it out the next day.
Yeah.
And she didn't stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, were you familiar with cystic fibrosis before?
No, not really.
Okay.
Just what we learned in school.
Right.
Because the hospital I work at, we don't have CF patients. So
right.
You learn the worst in school, and you learn a small amount about it.
Sure.
Because I'd done respiratory for 10 years before I had them.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So yeah. all the cystic fibrosis patients, is that more based in Nashville?
Yeah. You
okay.
Usually go to the clinic. They have special clinic down
right,
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right there in Gallatin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So have you guys always been fairly aggressive in fundraising? And I wish y'all could see this. The Gage is over here, big smile, big nod for the aggressive fundraising. Did that start pretty early on?
Well, I had them in August, and the walks were in September, so I didn't find out about it till the next year. And we had our first team, and I think the first walk we attended was down here at Station Camp.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so since then, we've just tried to grow the fundraising. And we had a friend a couple years ago. He was like, I think I've got an idea how to raise some money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. He's like, let's do a golf tournament. And me and Billy, we don't golf.
Okay, yeah.
So we're like, we need help. So we've got our little co-chairs, you know, some of our friends, my sister and brother-in-law, and my best friends. And so we just all got together, and they showed us how to do it. And
yeah.
We've gone from there.
And that's been going on for about 3 years.
Third year,
And unfortunately, for this episode, we just missed it.
Yeah.
But we can plug it again. It'll be next...
probably next May.
Next May, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's right there at the Long Hollow Golf Course. Golf
mm-hmm.
course, okay. What do we need to know about cystic fibrosis that is maybe, you know, not obvious and not readily.
I think with, that's what we always talk about with the the kids. They don't look sick.
Right.
Gabby is now 10 pounds bigger than Gage.
Yeah.
And a foot taller than right. him.
Yeah, they don't necessarily look like twins.
No,
yeah.
No, she looks a lot bigger.
Sure.
It's just, like, she'll cough a lot,
mm-hmm.
and people will say, oh, she's sick, and mm-hmm. I'm like, she has cystic fibrosis, and then, of course, and then that gives me a way to talk to him about it, mm-hmm. and explain it, you know. Mm-hmm. She's funny. She gets a little embarrassed when we're out to eat. She didn't want to take her medicine in front of people, because gotcha. She has to take it when she's going to eat.
Right.
But just, like, I don't know, they have to have high calories.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I said, they don't look sick.
Yeah.
When they're younger.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's just keeping on top of it.
Yeah.
I think.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. Would you say this helps in terms of her maturity?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Does it help to develop maturity quicker, or I mean, is it?
I think, like when we go to clinic, they'll ask her questions and they'll say, do you do your pat-pat? And she's like, my vest. And then they'll ask her about her medicine. She knows every medicine that she takes.
By name.
Yeah.
So they want to use the cutesy language and she comes back with the technical real thing.
Yeah.
Good job. You have a pretty fantastic network around you guys. Is that right?
Yeah.
Family, friends, church.
Yeah.
Who has been... Who are some of your heroes as far as being a second mom, second dad?
Well, of course, my parents.
Yeah.
They're always there to help. Billy's parents, if we need them.
Yeah.
For anything. Yeah. His mom's on oxygen, and it's hard for her to get around, but she will come and take care of him anytime she can.
Awesome.
She loves for him to come up there and spend time with her. So.
Awesome.
And she does breathing treatment, so her and Gabby will... They might, you know, if Gabby's up there, she'll have to have her machine, and they'll do the treatments together.
Man,
so,
that's terrific.
My sister and brother-in-law.
Same thing.
Oh yeah,
man,
my best friend and her husband, Shelly and Buster. Yeah.
Yeah. Now at y'all's church, there's a small cystic fibrosis community there, right?
Yeah.
How does that work as far as trying to keep cystic fibrosis patients relatively
apart.
Separated? Yeah.
The other family have, their four children, two of them have it. And so we usually are on different, we go to early service and they may come to the second or third service.
Okay. So it's a big old church.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Their dad's always there. He plays in the band, but,
okay.
She may come like second service with the kids or third service. So
they're
usually not around each other because they're about the same age.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a year ahead of her and a year behind her, I think, right in there. So,
okay.
And they actually went to preschool together the very first year.
And they
weren't
know?
In the same class.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah.
To go sign her up, and I was trying to explain CF.
Yeah.
And the teacher said, oh, we've got a CF student. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So as we have been talking to everybody that's directly involved with CF, we've been collecting prayer requests.
Mm-hmm.
How can we partner with you guys in prayer? What do you need? What do you want?
I don't know. Just like everybody wants a cure.
Yeah.
So.
That seems to be the first thing everybody says right away.
And not only that, just to keep her healthy.
Yeah.
You know, that's all of them. Just because we work so hard to keep them healthy and hope that they don't deteriorate more.
Yeah. Yeah.
From what they are. So.
As you think about your 7-year journey right now, what do you want to tell yourself, the Jessica from 7 years ago? What did you need to hear at that time that you know now?
That it was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And that everything was going to be normal. We live our normal, that's our normal life is what we do every day. And we're so used to it. So we go wherever, we go camping, we go on the lake, we do whatever we want. We just make time for her treatments.
Yeah. So you haven't missed out on anything?
No.
Man.
Take everything with us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Several of the stories that I've heard, especially for Courtney and Rayshawn, you know, they
were diagnosed literally later. 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So the vest,
yeah,
it was like a briefcase or a suitcase years ago.
Yeah.
You guys have been really blessed, you know, here in 2007, 2015, mm-hmm. To be right here. What's the name of your Great Strides team?
Gabby's Gang.
Gabby's Gang. Mm-hmm. And we can contribute to that right here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll make sure I put the link right in there on this on this episode. Gabby, do you want to say anything to anybody over here? She says, no, thank you. No, thank you. Gage, what about you, buddy? All right. All right. Millions of people will hear this. Not really. No. I wish.
You don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. There you go. There you go. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Anything else? There's Kaleidoco.
Yeah.
Coming out in June.
Kaleidoco has been out, but there's another one coming out that they were researching, and they found Kaleidoco while they were trying to find the one for the Double Delta F508.
Is that the
which
one?
Which she has.
Okay.
And I think Courtney and Rayshawn have that.
Yeah, I believe they do too.
Because, so they were looking, because like 80% of them have that.
Yeah.
Or at least part of that gene defect, one from one parent. So they were trying to work on one for the biggest group of CF, you know, the CF community.
Yeah.
And just stumbled over this to help with one of the rare gene defects.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I can't remember the name. It's like VX.
Yeah.
And it, like, they told us the other day, I think he said June or July, if not sooner.
Yeah.
And it'd be on the market in 12 hours.
June or July.
Mm-hmm. And they would, as soon as it's approved, patients could have it within like 12 hours.
Incredible. Yeah. And this is right for her.
Yeah. This one will be for her. I think it starts around age 6, so she's old enough. That's always been the thing. When they've been working on this, I was worried she wouldn't be old enough when it came
out.
So now that if it's going to come out, and it'll just stop everything.
Yeah.
That, you know.
Yeah, all the symptoms.
And almost reverse.
Wow.
Not, it's not like the cure, but it's like the fix.
Make it invisible almost.
Yes. Wow. Fix the mutation, fix everything that's messed up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's exciting.
That's super good news. Yeah. We'll definitely pray that comes quickly.
Yeah.
I just thought of something else. I'll think of it as soon as I hit stop here, of course. And if you want to answer this, you don't have to. But what's Gabby's lung function like right now? Just give us
She's usually 96 to 101.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's done good. If they see it dropping, we'll go on some antibiotics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's hard with a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
If they're really trying.
Yeah.
Because I do that at work for my patients. So.
Okay.
And I can tell if they're really trying or not. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's super. So if she starts taking this new Kaleidoco, mm-hmm. will she know a difference? Like, what will change?
There, I notice her shortness of breath.
Okay.
Being her out.
Okay.
And she'll be like kind of panting.
Stairs or hills.
Like, trying to catch her breath, just, and she runs and she goes and goes. So,
sure.
You know, any of the other kids, but I can notice her more
like
that. The lung functions improve.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to help with scarring of the lungs, which is the big thing. So,
hopefully
that will stop.
Right.
Lung infections.
Yeah.
So,
as a CF mom, do you have, what sort of support network do you have with other CF moms?
We keep in touch on social network.
Yeah.
And the older patients, and usually with the walk and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the kids can't be around each other, so.
Right.
Here, they wear different color shirts, so they know who has it, and they stay away from each other.
Sure,
so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Jessica.
You're welcome.
All right. Man, I love that family. Speaking of families that I love the Sunshine family. I specifically love Sunshine Tree Care. Jeremiah Sunshine is the owner and main operator of Sunshine Tree Care. They're right here in Hendersonville,
And I don't know how much business they do outside of this area, but I bet if you asked them, they would sure come. Cruise on over to sunshinetreecare.com and they can handle all your tree care needs, whether it's routine maintenance or if you find yourself in an emergency. Go check them out. They are proud sponsors of bringbackthepoetry.com, the podcast. And I thank them so much for partnering with us to increase awareness for Cystic Fibrosis Month. Thank you, Sunshine Tree Care. Listen, guys, this is really, really, really important. We're not just listening to stories to pass the time. These aren't just stories that are made up. This is real life. I love the interconnectedness of what's happening here. You know, last week we listened to these ladies, and now we're listening to this very young lady, 7 years old, and her story when she gets to be 30 and 40 years old is going to look a lot different than Courtney and Rayshawn. So with that in mind, let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for your servant, Jessica Shrum. Billy, thank you so much for Gabby and for Gage. God, in Jesus' name, we ask for a cure for cystic fibrosis. Father, there's little Gabby is 7 years old with this disease, and we'd like to see it taken away. We'd like to see it gone forever for all 70,000 people that suffer with this disease worldwide. Father, for Kalydeco, that's coming out in June and July, we ask that it come quickly and that all of the politicians and all the lobbyists will work very hard to see this drug available for consumers that have cystic fibrosis, Father. And God, we ask for lots and lots of money to be gathered up for Gabby's gang, the Great Strides team that the Shrums lead. And Father, we ask for health, for protection from bacteria, protection from viruses, and protection from any sort of sickness from Gabby, Father. Thank you so much for Billy and for Jessica Shrum, Father. Be with their family, and thank you so much for their network of support, and thank you for the inspiration that they are to us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Please come back next week. I think you'll be really, really blessed, impressed, and encouraged by listening to the episode that features Jerry Skaggs, the father of Charlie Skaggs. And we will see you then. Thanks.